Feeling the heat, a number of non-aligned countries joining the United States and its allies in sharply condemning Russia's war in Ukraine. In-person voting for the midterm election starting today in Minnesota, South Dakota, Virginia, and Wyoming. 20 people voted in the first 45 minutes after Minneapolis Voting Center opened Friday. In-person starts Saturday in New Jersey. And Syria says at least 77 people have died when a boat sank off the coast. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey, kid, get out of here. He's done for the day. All right. It is 3:05 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That is a reminder to check in on the Duncan and Son Predictathon. In fact, make a quick look here and see what kind of school spirit we're seeing today. On the Auburn-Missouri game, 128 predictions. That's it. Wow. How about Alabama? 136. You have a chance to win $100 Duncan dollars here. You know, you can use for a service, repair, whatever you need, tires, at any of Don Duncan All-American Autos. Three locations. And I have not put a whole bunch of stuff on Facebook today, so it would be right there if you go to my wall. You have to be a friend or a follower. Takes 5 seconds to put a whatever score you think. And if you're the first person with the precise outcome, you win those $100 Duncan dollars doing both games this week. Vandy at Alabama. So make a prediction on both, not just the team you happen to prefer. Because we would love to send you one of Don's three locations. Well, what they'll do is Don will set up an account for you so you can use it when you need it for whatever you need. And that includes Mount Duncan and Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's, which looks especially stunning at this time of day. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Get your predictions in. And let's see some school spirit, huh, kids? Otherwise, what did the market finish down today? Let's get the closing bell number here. Not as bad as it was. Down 486 and closing below 30 for the first time in a long time. It was down as much as 700 and some points earlier today. So they must have gotten excited about something towards the end of the day because there was a little rally. It's still bad. It's still bad. And if you listen to Brant McDonald on the show Monday through Thursday at 5:15, it's not going to get better. This is why we urge you to sit down and have a chat with him so you can protect the money you work so hard to make. We also do requests on Friday, and we're going to do something a little bit different, a little history lesson today, among other things. But if there is something you would like to hear from our vast file of amusing, entertaining, insightful, whatever, stand-up comedy, it's all on the table at 272-9228, 272-9228. We hope some of you will be making plans to go to Impact tonight to see the Montgomery Symphony perform the soundtrack to Jurassic Park while it plays on an HD screen. That's just so cool. It's got the symphony director in this morning on the show. And I wish this was something I'd be able to attend because I would like to see how they do this, to actually perform the score of a movie as it's playing in real time. We have a very talented symphony. That's one thing you can give what's-her-name credit for. It was helping me grow my appreciation of our local symphony and other talented people that we have here in town, including Donica Knight, who just did War Eagle. And yes, we will play Roll Tide Roll probably an hour from now. All right, upcoming, we have Rich Thomas's forecast. Nice day. I did 6.5 miles on the bike today.
You go. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty pleased with that. And I feel fantastic. I promise I won't fall asleep before 6. Okay, it is 3:09.
Hey, when you walk out of Marguerite's with a brand new piece of jewelry, obviously it's clean, it's real shiny, and it's blingy. That's the great news. Now, this is for people that have shopped at Marguerite's and people that have not shopped at Marguerite's. But the key to jewelry looking blingy and pretty is we got to keep it clean. And different things happen to your jewelry, or life happens is what we can say. That's a good thing, okay? However, things like lotion, different gunks and things like that will get up underneath your stones and your diamonds and not let it be as clean as it can be. It loses that polish. It loses that shine. Well, let me tell everybody, whether you got it at Marguerite's or not, we have a special deal for only $100. It's called Sparkle for a Lifetime. We'll polish, clean, shine, and re-rhodium your ring to make it just about look like brand new whenever you want, as often as you want, for lifetime. Now, your cleaners doesn't offer you that, but at Marguerite's, we do. Don't ask us how we do it. Just come visit us at Marguerite's. $100 for sparkle for a lifetime.
Fall is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Fallon and her crew at Southern Bells brings all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Today's show is brought to you by the 2022 midterm elections. And you thought the coverage of the British family was excruciating.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
We have been enjoying a nice change in our weather, and the news will continue very good tonight. A great night for those area high school games with clear skies, comfortably cool, overnight low temperature 62. Nice Saturday tomorrow. More sun, low humidity, high 87. Sunday's high in the upper 80s, another front approaching, and that could set off a few spotty showers, maybe a thunder shower sometime Sunday afternoon. More nice air arriving on Monday. It'll be a great start to the new week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Everything that guy just says, bull.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Whoa, it's Friday, done with work. Whoa, it's Friday, done with work. Weekend's almost here. Done with work, I wanna drink some beer. Done with work, I feel excited. Done with work because it's finally Friday. Done with work, whoa, it's Friday. Done with work, whoa, it's Friday. Done with work.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This is easy today. I mean, we could have gone with one of the raging political stories like Joe's latest perverted statement.
But guess what? We got a lot to do.
Yeah. You
gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. But we're getting used to it, sadly. No, I am here to tell you that starting Monday, we have the ultimate Iron Bowl tailgating experience to give away. And here's how it's going to work. Three times in the morning, we will give you the phrase that feeds. All you got to do is memorize it. And at some point in the afternoon, we will ask you to call us and redeem it. There will be 35 people who will receive an entry into the grand prize drawing, which will take place, I think it's November 11th that week. We're going to do it for 7 weeks. So 35 people will have a chance to win that. And then every week on Friday on this show, we will draw a winner for the Lunch Bunch for Six. So you'll be able to take yourself and five friends out to lunch at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It starts Monday. And we are very excited about that. Aren't we, Rosie?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's real simple. We've done this type of thing before. The phrase that feeds in the morning, redemption in the afternoon. And a shot at a really fantastic... By the way, you will be personally hosted by Mr. Baumhauer at the Iron Bowl in Tuscaloosa.
Don't you wish we were eligible?
I'll give you some details on that. And Sam is caller one this afternoon.
Bill, thank you for taking my call, sir. I'm telling you, this is my year. This is it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get that Baumhauer gift basket bomb exclusive Bama trip. I'm just letting you all know. It's so fun. You know, my mother, she has this her little shrine, I guess the best way to describe it, for Alabama and picture of the bear and all her collectibles. And it just did. Anyways, it'd be a good family trip for sure. No, listen, Greg, I'm taking a break at the moment. I'm about to go clean up around the ponds with my weed eater, and I wanted to request a roll call. It feels like an upbeat afternoon, and while I'm working, I just wanted to throw that out there.
All right, we can do that.
Yes, sir. All right.
I'm telling you.
Thank you very much is all I can say, brother.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm not sure when we're going to do it, because in the interest of equal time, which is required by local law... I have to play the Alabama song at some point this afternoon, too. So we'll. Yeah. I don't mind doing a roll call. What is out there? The market had a lousy day. Joe is remembering a girl when she was 12. And he invented a new word today. I think we got this from the Legal Eagle, a local heartthrob.
But the truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bones that are collapsing.
The what?
There's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bones that are collapsing.
That's up there with Trinidad Double the Pressure, or Netzel's Rent, or My Bus Been Wet. What new bridges? What have they built with any of this? Nothing. They just throw out the BS. The media puts it out there like it's legitimate, and then he gets himself in front of a group of train-clapping seals going, throw me a fish.
All I've heard about are the ones that they're taking down. The bridge they're taking down, and the interstate that's going to end.
I think they should get with Dr. Sigmund Azebo and build a bridge to Nigeria.
Yeah.
So we can finally make that trip. Yeah. Maybe we'll play a little Dr. Sigmund Azebo this afternoon.
That'll be good.
Time is 3:18. That opening segment brought to you by Mr. Electric. We just had them out this week. We had what we believe. We had an outlet situation that we couldn't figure out. When you can't figure it out, and you're reasonably intelligent, like I am. Shut up. Call Mr. Electric. Don't take chances with any electrical malfunction, especially if your home's got a few years on it. We love our house, but it's, in its 40s. It's almost as old as I am. So wiring does wear down, and Mr. Electric will perform a complete examination of your wiring and fuse panel for free. They did it for us, and then once they did the work, they gave us the upfront price. We had them do it that day. When they sent the invoice, they sent us about 36 photos of every single step in the repair process so that you know what that certified master electrician was doing during the time he was there. So every time we've had them out for something, they've done a fantastic job, and we hope that when you have a need, you will call Mr. Electric at 245-1566, 245-1566, or you can visit MrElectric.com. It is 3:20. We'll get our first look at the roads in a moment. Right now, here's one of the great Rembrandts locally, Scott Bowers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Alabama National Fair is back October 7th through 16th.
And great live concerts are back.
John Anderson, Saturday the 8th.
Tony, Sunday the 9th.
The Atlanta Rhythm Section, Friday the 14th.
The Original Eagles Tribute, Hotel California, Saturday the 15th.
And come experience the K-pop competition Sunday, October 16th.
All free with your fair admission.
Save money, save time. Buy online this year with Ticketmaster from the fair website or the free Alabama National Fair app.
It's the best 10 days of fall.
The Alabama National Fair.
Sponsored by the Qantas Club of Montgomery and HMM.
It's time for the annual CAFCO Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Visit our sale on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, floral arrangements, and much, much more. After you shop the Warehouse Sale, stop by CAFCO Outlet for more great savings. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind home decor items or for the upcoming holiday season. Shop two great locations for big savings. CAFCO Outlet and the annual Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 till 5.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, I'm a millennial. On behalf of my generation, I'd like to give a big thank you to Gen Z. Because now everyone has stopped complaining about us. Boomers used to say we were lazy until they saw you. You just want to be a TikTok star and are offended by everything. At least my generation can take a joke. You have that youthful arrogance, yet you're afraid to even make a phone call. Compared to you, we look fantastic. Even Fox News and CNN complain about you more than us. My parents are finally proud of me because they saw you. Too bad neither of us will ever afford a house.
But the truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bones that are collapsing.
All right, I'm going to keep listening to that until I understand it. 3:22 is the time. Amy is on the phone.
How are you today?
I'm good, Amy. How are you?
I'm fine. For the second time, I have seen a story on WSFA now about the children who are taking the one chip challenge.
The what challenge?
The one chip challenge.
One chip challenge?
And what does that mean?
Okay, this is...
We just caught up to the NyQuil challenge this week, so what do they got going on now?
Okay, this is a challenge where the kids are challenged to eat a tortilla chip that is made with the two hottest peppers. And the challenge is that they eat it and not do anything for as long as possible. That means eat or drink or whatever. And basically, the chip is burning their gut and nauseating them and sending them to the hospital with abdominal pains and all kinds of stuff like that.
That's really dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they come up with all these eating Tide Pods. Who comes up with this, and why are there so many dummies that think this is something to do?
I don't know.
Because they'll get on TikTok? I mean, really.
I looked it up just a while ago and wanted to share, excuse me, that the name of the tortilla chip is made by Paqui, P-A-Q-U-I.
Paqui.
P as in pony.
Right.
P-A-Q-U-I.
Yeah.
And the chips can be bought at Walmart. So I wanted to put that out for your listeners in case they have kids who are going through that. So, for what it's worth.
I am going to look that up. I mean, I remember years ago, and thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Amy.
272-9228. There was, I mean, it was funny when you looked at it. It was a guy who was trying to eat a whole tablespoonful of cinnamon, and he just, really, I mean, major league choked.
Yeah.
Because it's like eating dust. It doesn't, you're not supposed to do that. And that went around. That was one of those viral things that went around and everybody laughed. Ha, ha, ha. But that was one of the first of those challenges. The only one of these challenges that's really paid off was the ice bucket challenge. And I think that was something they did to raise money for Garrick's disease. So you sat in a chair and you got doused with ice. And nobody died that I know of from doing that. But this other stuff, I think I still have this in the system here. This is one, and it's TikTok, where all this insanity reigns these days.
You know NyQuil chicken's bad. This whole world is going mad. A bunch of kids doing stupid crap that they see on TikTok. Never saute up a chicken breast in a NyQuil broth. Man, that's really gross. More dangerous than eating Tide Pods. What a bunch of dopes. And pharmacies may soon not be allowed to sell medicine cause of these morons now. And you know NyQuil chicken's bad. This whole world is going mad. Where the heck are their moms and dads? Probably off getting drunk. Stop cooking with medicine. That's a perfectly good chicken. And never do the NyQuil challenge or you won't wake up.
So this is a thing. I have two sources here. One, thanks to our friend Paul Brown, the One Chip Challenge. And then Sam just sent something on Messenger, pardon me. Greg, look at these hot chips on sale and display. $11.30 for one hot chip. Real peppers, real heat.
Goodness.
And he found this at a gas station in Troy. Now, the story is also on Yahoo News. And we thank Paul Brown for sending us that. And then locally, students on board a Montgomery Public School bus may have been sickened after participating in the One Chip Challenge. According to MPS Senior Communications Officer Jay Jones, a few students on one of the buses allegedly participated. Transportation called authorities, including EMTs. All students are said to be okay. They released a warning to parents after a rise in the popularity of the One Chip Challenge across social media. It involves eating a chip made with two of the hottest peppers in the world. The participant is then encouraged to avoid food or drink for an hour. Reported symptoms include severe abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and difficulty breathing, which could last more than 24 hours after eating one of these.
Crazy.
I mean, really?
Why would you want to inflict pain on yourself?
It's social media. You know, when cars were first made, there weren't any laws about how old you had to be or you didn't have to have a license to drive one. And that was the case for many years until people wised up and said, this should be a licensed activity. I think we're going to end up doing that with social media. I'm not really convinced that it's been a great influence.
No, absolutely not.
Everybody wants to be a TikTok star. Everybody wants to be a rapper. In fact, I have a rapper story this afternoon. I was going to do it this morning, but we never had time because we were just so darn busy on that show. This is a rapper arrested in Atlanta, accused of hanging out on the balcony of his high-rise naked and relieving himself onto the street. Is that Joe still babbling away there? Yeah, it is. Okay, let me get rid of him. His name is Mercedes New. That's his rapper name. Also known as Shawty Dread. Denying these allegations of high wire urination. And then people on the street reacting to video of the incident.
I promise I wasn't. I'm famous. I'm on TV. I didn't do this, man.
That's disgusting.
What is wrong with these people today?
Holy smokes.
You come to...
Oh, my God. It just kind of exceeds the bounds of decency. Even think that someone will even do that in an area where you have people walking by.
Yeah.
Atlanta. Once, you know, at one time it was being described as the New York of the South. And when you drove up 75 and saw the, it looked a little bit like Oz rising off the landscape. And it's just turning into another blue run coal city. It's like there's a competition between Atlanta, Chicago, St. Louis, New Orleans, New York, L.A. Who can do the most to destroy their own town with low bail laws or no bail laws? How about the guy in New York who was arrested and given a plea deal on a rape charge? 30 days. 30 days in jail and 5 years probation. Got out and raped five more. You know, I think we need to go back to the days where prison was something that you absolutely did not want to find yourself doing. But when you are a person of ill intent and you know in your town, because they know. They know what the score is. They know what the risks are when they do these things. That at the worst, you'll spend a few hours in jail and then be released with no bond. You don't have to worry about having to call your family or asking for money because you did something to break the law. Or that they adjudicate these violent crimes with ridiculous sentences like that. That's got to change. But you know what? The people that live in those places voted for it. On the other hand, I saw a clip on the Weather Channel today about all the New Yorkers and people. And it's so funny. They're trying to explain, the Weather Channel is trying to explain why all these people are moving to Florida. It has nothing to do with the fact they don't have sales tax. You have a sales tax, but you don't have personal income tax there. It's got nothing to do with that. Or the fact that there's more freedom there. Do you know the last million people who registered to vote in Florida, only 18,000 were Democrats? Think about that.
Wow.
That is a minuscule fraction. If my math is correct, that's like either 0.18 or 1.8%. 18,000 out of a million. So people, let's hope they're getting out of these blue state hellholes and not bringing their politics with. Another quick example, it's the only thing I did put on Facebook today above and beyond the Predictathon, and that's news out of Massachusetts. And that's one of the bluest states on the planet. So they vote for this. So my sympathy for them is zero. Massachusetts Energy has announced a 64% increase in electricity rates starting November 1st.
People can't, they can't live like that.
Well, yeah, but thanks to the policies of this administration, they have no choice because we're no longer energy independent. And they're making this transition to green energy decades before we're actually going to be ready to do it. Hertz buying 175,000 battery-operated cars. That's going to be a disaster. Now, I don't know what the percentage of electric vehicles in Florida is, but there's a major hurricane that's going to be heading towards that state. And I believe my daughter will probably be one of those forced to evacuate. She lives in a mandatory evacuation zone. So what if you're an electric car? I mean, even when they open all the northbound lanes, no southbound traffic, when they open all the northbound lanes, it's still going to be 3 pounds of baloney in a 2-pound street. You're going to have long backups, and people in electric cars are going to be running out of energy before they get where they need to go to escape.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Send a truck out with a little charger on it? Probably a gasoline-powered charger. But when you have too many cars, you can't take care of all that. It's just so dumb. And I say without equivocation or hesitation, this major hurricane that seems likely to hit Florida It's not caused by your SUV. It's actually a rather normal occurrence at this time of the year. If you go back into history, not just the last 100 years, but if you go back to like the 16th and 17th century, what do you think sunk all these ships where they're finding gold and treasure? Ships that were part of the Spanish Armada there at the bottom of the ocean, they sank from hurricanes. They've been around a long time. They are not a phenomenon caused by the gasoline-powered engine. But there's people, they're divided. By quick example, for somebody in Massachusetts, if their monthly bill was $179 last year, it'll be $293 this year.
Wow.
That is a significant thing. And so where's that money going to come from? Everybody going to get a big raise up in Massachusetts? So much of their money now goes to taxes. So that's going to impact other parts of their local economy. Restaurants are going to get hurt. Where people have to, do we buy this food for dinner or do we put, save it for our oil bill? Two-thirds of the country's going paycheck to paycheck. None of this makes any frickin' sense.
Yeah, and what are the restaurants going to do, Greg? They've got that 64% increase also.
Yeah, so it'll send up the price of their menus.
Exactly.
Possibly put them out of range with a lot of potential customers. Like every other idea from the left, it's going to be a disaster. But the media is going to go to extraordinary lengths to hide it from you. I had to get that story on Massachusetts Energy from Conservative Treehouse. It didn't, for some reason, the major networks just didn't seem to want to cover that. I can't imagine why. All right, we're at 337. So let's talk energy for a moment. Let's talk about keeping your bills down. One way to do that is to have your system tuned twice a year with a Clark Club membership. We gave one away this morning on the show. It's worth $180. And what you get are two annual tune-ups before each seasonal change. They make sure that the system is clean, running efficiently. If they find a part or suggest a replacement of a part to make sure that the system continues to run and you don't have a systemic meltdown, you get that part installed and the labor to install it at a discount. 24/7 service guaranteed with your Clark's Club membership. So that's one way you can mitigate rising energy costs, because Alabama Power and Light raised our rates August 1st, and people are finding that out now in their September bills. Stay comfortable. You should not have to suffer because we have an ineptly run country right now. Get with Clark's and conserve, but stay comfortable. 277-2125. Oh, and I would be negligent to mention their plumbers are just amazing and talented people for any situation. Oh, and they have a thing. They can actually do like a plumbingoscopy of all the pipes in your house, including those underneath. So if it detects a situation, you can get it addressed quickly before it becomes a multi-thousand dollar issue. ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Busy out there this afternoon, East Boulevard at I-85. Atlanta Highway still pretty busy from Federal Drive out to East Boulevard and on to Taylor. Taylor Road from Troy Highway up to I-85 and over to Vaughan. Light to mostly moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 looking good. Busy in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, but all clears everywhere. Tuesday, October 4th, Trinity State will have an open house at their Patterson campus. Learn about their degrees in business, automotive, diesel, computers, robotics, medical, and so much more. October 4th, Patterson campus, 4 to 8 p.m., Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
We have calls at 339. Wookie.
Hey, you said the word Massachusetts, and it triggered me.
I'm sorry.
No, not a problem. I have a cousin who lives up there. She's very dear to me, one of my favorite cousins. And I was up there a few years back visiting her, and we walked around her house. Her house was built in like 1752 or something like that. It's on the historic register.
Wow.
And it needed painting real bad. And I just, you know, I didn't want to be nosy, but I said, you know, you might want to put a fresh coat of paint on this house. And she said, oh, no, I don't dare do that. I said, well, why not? She said, they'll raise my taxes.
Because you paint your house?
Yes.
And make it look nice?
Yes.
Why do people stay there? I don't understand.
I don't know. You know, that's
they should be voting with their feet.
MIT, that's supposed to be a threshold of intelligent people, but they sure don't show it.
We should set. We got a lot of open land here in Alabama. We should start a new state called Alatrucets and tell them to come down here, live with common sense, pay less taxes, and stop with the insanity.
Well, you know, that's good on paper, but I don't want them down here because they're some of the rudest.
they're
really some of the rudest people I ever ran into. My cousin's nice. She's from, you know, originally from Memphis, Tennessee, so she's still got the Southern ways in her. Yes, ma'am,
that's
no,
good.
Sir,
yeah.
All like that. But the rest of them folks up there, nah, they need to stay up there.
Good point. I rescind my idea. Thank you, Wookie.
All right, Bob.
Have a good weekend. Janet.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I just wanted to give you an example of what's happening here with the electric rates, because it's not just outside of Alabama. I've been on the level rate billing with a flat rate billing for a year. It was time for it to change.
Right.
And I've been paying $154 and some odd cents for a year, per month.
Mm-hmm.
My bill is going to $197 and some odd cents.
Yeah, I've been waiting to hear from people who have had to, you know, we've had over a month now for that rate increase. They started August 1st to appear in the bills that are coming out this month. So I'm wondering how it's impacting people. Well, that, and so where are you going to get that money to pay that higher bill?
One less trip to Baumhauer's, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I hate that.
No, I'll be coming. I'm okay.
But no, but that's what in many cases, that's what people will be forced to do. They won't be able to go out to eat or do some of the things they normally do.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
Janet, thank you for your call.
All right. Bye.
You know, mine went up $18 the first month, and then this month it went up $27. And part of that, I think, is because I'm I don't know if you call it a flat rate. I guess it's kind of a flat rate. The budget billing.
Yeah, the budget billing.
And they, every 3 months, they look at your, they do a look back.
Right.
And then they'll increase or decrease, usually increase, based on.
I finally went to that after I got that $627 electric bill.
Yeah, it's worth it.
All right, 3:43, we have local news, Rich's forecast ahead, and yes, what is likely to be a major hurricane with Florida in its crosshairs.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The mother of a 5-year-old girl whose body was found in Marengo County in 2019 has now been sentenced. Brianna Williams has been sentenced to life in prison in Jacksonville, Florida, after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. She had reported that her 5-year-old daughter, Taylor, was missing. Then investigators say she stopped cooperating with them. Selma announced a partnership with the Army Corps of Engineers to protect the historic buildings along the Alabama River. The project is designed to slow and stabilize the Alabama River bank from the amphitheater to Arts Revive. The Pretrial Alliance Montgomery organization welcomed national criminal justice leaders for a seminar highlighting the research and work of the organization. The organization is dedicated to ensuring that each person receives fair treatment while in the pretrial phase after being charged with a crime. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell.
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee.
But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999, or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Love and Light Wellness Spa, how can I help you today?
Hi there, I'd like to make an appointment for next week.
Excellent. Does Tuesday 9 a.m. work?
Ooh, mornings are when I go to Taco Bell to get my bacon breakfast quesadilla.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't like missing out on those fluffy eggs and crispy bacon covered in melty cheeses.
Oh, I understand. Let's see what I have in the afternoon.
Namaste.
Try the bacon breakfast quesadilla, only at Taco Bell. At limited participating U.S. Taco Bell locations near you during breakfast hours only, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Contact local store for hours of participation, which vary.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant. And I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have. And always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have been enjoying a nice change in our weather, and the news will continue very good tonight. A great night for those area high school games with clear skies, comfortably cool, overnight low temperature 62. Nice Saturday tomorrow. More sun, low humidity, high 87. Sunday's high in the upper 80s, another front approaching, and that could set off a few spotty showers, maybe a thunder shower sometime Sunday afternoon. More nice air arriving on Monday. It'll be a great start to the new week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can make your dream of owning a home a reality. ASC is owned by its members, so their rates are better than the big financial institutions. Visit your local branch or apply online today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is September 23rd, Dogs in Politics Day. It commemorates Richard Nixon's famous checker speech. But these days, you can't mention dogs in politics without thinking of all those low-down dirty dogs in Congress and the White House who are peeing on the carpet of prosperity and humping the leg of this great nation.
Oh boy, this just in from Rich Thomas. Apparently some other little tropical system formed and got the name Hermione, or Hermine, or whatever.
Hermione.
Ever since they, well, they're calling it Hermine on TV, so whatever. Why don't they, you know, how about keeping it simple? How about like Sue? Instead of trying to please the world with, you know, this is another one of those, it goes back a ways, but, okay, so you wanted to have hurricane names for using male and female, that's fine. But then they decided, well, hurricanes affect such a big swath of cultures, so we should embrace the cultures by giving them names nobody can pronounce, like ECAS a few years ago. Stupid. So anyway, the point of this is that the system they're watching with Florida in the crosshairs and a major hurricane, this is assuming that everything that they know about it so far develops. They've been watching this area actually for already a week. So they're not getting caught by air. Anyway, it will get the name Ian. Now, why is that significant? Because the most retired letter of the alphabet, names that the Hurricane Center retires because they were significant storms, like Ivan. They retire them because they were really bad. So, I'm just saying, isn't it interesting that this thing will get the name Ian at some point? Let me take a look at the, hang on a second here.
The one that you're talking about in... That's going to the Miami area?
It looks like it'll be, if it follows the current course, it will be, as it stands right now, making landfall as a major hurricane near Fort Myers on Wednesday. Sometimes, though, when these things amp up, they slow down a little bit. But this is not good news for Janelle, because where she lives will be on the right side of the, you know, power side of the storm. But Fort Myers will get a pretty significant surge, and the Keys will get pasted. Key West will get blasted by this thing as it stands right now. And it should be a full-fledged hurricane by Monday morning, according to the latest information. But that, you know, superstition has no place in weather, but given that they've retired so many eye storms, that worries me a little bit, especially since I have a significant goose.
Absolutely.
2 miles from the Cutler Bay on the Atlantic side. We just played that Dogs in Politics thing, and here we go again. A year ago, I had planned to play the speech that inspired Dogs in Politics Day. I don't know if we have time. What's interesting about this speech, there was a scandal. This is in 1952. Eisenhower, who was a shoo-in to win, picked Richard Nixon as his running mate. And there was some, you know, back then, the same media. They hated him then. They hated him in 1960. They hated him in 68 and 72. And they finally got rid of him in 74. Over something that is nothing compared to the stuff that Joe Biden and Hunter. I mean, it's not even close. Mm-hmm. It's laughable. Except it's not funny. So Nixon went on national TV, and this, I had not heard about this speech until I was in college, and in one of my media classes, we did some digging on history and media. We all listened to Orson Welles' War of the Worlds radio broadcast, and we laughed because it was just so hokey. But in the time that it was broadcast back in 1938, radio was it. And if you tuned in after that show opened, you would not know that this was a show or an actual news report of Martians landing in New Jersey, which is, if they're going to come here, that's probably where they should go. So Nixon went on national TV and made a speech about this little dog named Checkers. Nothing to worry about, nothing to see here. I believe this is an abbreviated version. From the Miller Center of Public Affairs, September 23rd, 1952.
My fellow Americans, I come before you tonight as a candidate for the vice presidency and as a man whose honesty and integrity has been questioned. Now, the usual political thing to do when charges are made against you is to either ignore them or to deny them without giving details. I believe we've had enough of that in the United States, particularly with the present administration in Washington, D.C. To me, the office of the Vice Presidency of the United States is a great office, and I feel that the people have got to have confidence in the integrity of the men who run for that office and who might obtain it. I have a theory, too, that the best and only answer to a smear or to an honest misunderstanding of the facts is to tell the truth.
It's a smear.
And that's why I'm here tonight. I want to tell you my side of the case. I'm sure that you have read the charge and you've heard it, that I, Senator Nixon, took $18,000 from a group of my supporters. Now, was that wrong? And let me say that it was wrong. I'm saying, incidentally, that it was wrong, not just illegal. Because it isn't a question of whether it was legal or illegal. That isn't enough. The question is, was it morally wrong? I say that it was morally wrong if any of that $18,000 went to Senator Nixon for my personal use. I say that it was morally wrong if it was secretly given and secretly handled. And I say that it was morally wrong if any of the contributors got special favors for the contributions that they made. And now to answer those questions, let me say this. Not 1 cent of the $18,000 or any other money of that type ever went to me for my personal use. Every penny of it was used to pay for political expenses that I did not think should be charged to the taxpayers of the United States. It was not a secret fund. As a matter of fact, when I was on Meet the Press, some of you may have seen it last Sunday, Peter Edson came up to me after the program, and he said, Dick, what about this fund we hear about? And I said, well, there's no secret about it. Go out and see Dana Smith, who was the administrator of the fund. And I gave him his address. And I said, you will find that the purpose of the fund simply was to defray political expenses that I did not feel should be charged to the government. And third, let me point out, and I want to make this particularly clear, that no contributor to this fund, no contributor to any of my campaigns, has ever received any consideration that he would not have received as an ordinary constituent. I just don't believe in that. And I can say that never, while I have been in the Senate of the United States, as far as the people that contributed to this fund of concern, have I made a telephone call for them to an agency, or have I gone down to an agency in their behalf? And the records will show that, the records which are in the hands of the administration.
That's part one. We got to get to the little dog named Checkers.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, where are we at here? We're at the top of the hour. We're getting ready for a brand new edition of SRN News in just a couple of minutes. It's all Request Friday, 272-9228. Sam wanted a roll call. He will get a roll call. If you have a car damaged in an accident, I mean, right off the bat, your first concern is everybody okay?